Part 4. Questions 12 to 15. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several monologues. Each monologue will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you hear the monologue and the questions about it, read the five possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the questions you have heard. The following monologue is for questions 12 and 13. Home workers in Indonesia face low pay and long working hours as they are employed in informal work arrangements. The International Labour Organization, ILO, has said. Labour laws and national statistics, which do not include specific provision on home work and limited access of home workers to social and legal protection, have aggravated the situation, it further says. Despite their important roles in global supply chains, home workers are still not recognized as workers in Indonesia. The ILO Indonesia Deputy Director, Michiko Miyamoto, said on Tuesday, "To promote decent work for home workers in Indonesia, the ILO will hold a national seminar entitled Promoting Decent Work for Home Workers in Jakarta from 16th to 17th of December. The seminar is aimed at increasing understanding and awareness of issues faced by home workers through a presentation of research findings and sharing of experiences. The seminar will also act as a forum to advocate for the development of policies, programs, and practices that promote decent work for home workers in Indonesia."
Question number 12. What is the speaker mainly talking about? Question number 13. When will the seminar on promoting decent work for home workers begin?
The following monologue is for questions 12 and 13. Home workers in Indonesia face low pay and long working hours as they are employed in informal work arrangements, the International Labour Organization, ILO, has said. Labour laws and national statistics, which do not include specific provision on home work and limited access of home workers to social and legal protection, have aggravated the situation, it further says. Despite their important roles in global supply chains, home workers are still not recognized as workers in Indonesia. The ILO Indonesia Deputy Director, Michiko Miyamoto, said on Tuesday, "To promote decent work for home workers in Indonesia, the ILO will hold a national seminar entitled Promoting Decent Work for Home Workers in Jakarta from 16th to 17th of December. The seminar is aimed at increasing understanding and awareness of issues faced by home workers through a presentation of research findings and sharing of experiences. The seminar will also act as a forum to advocate for the development of policies, programs, and practices that promote decent work for home workers in Indonesia?
Question number 12. What is the speaker mainly talking about? Question number 13. When will the seminar on promoting decent work for home workers begin?
The following monologue is for questions 14 and 15.
In Gondwana, there lived Tiawan, a clever man of the Gundungura people. He had three daughters. In a deep hole in the valley, there lived a bunyip, a huge evil creature who loved to feast on human flesh, particularly that of young girls and women. One day, waving goodbye to his daughters, Tiawan descended the cliff steps down towards the path near the bunyip's hole. While the girls were waiting and chatting on top of the cliff, a huge centipede suddenly appeared. Startled, one of the girls screamed, jumped up, picked up a stone, and threw it at the centipede. The bunyip, angry at being awakened, roared and dragged himself out of the hole to see the terrified sisters trembling on the ledge. Tiawan looked up and saw the bunyip reaching for his daughters. So he pointed his magic bone at the girls and immediately turned them into stone. They would be safe there until the bunyip had gone, and then Tiawan would change them back to their former selves. But the bunyip, angered at being deprived of his prey, chased Tiawan through the forest and up a mountain where he found himself trapped. So, Tiawan used his magic bone again and changed himself into a lyrebird and flew away. Everyone was safe. But then, in dismay, Tiawan realized that he had dropped his bone whilst changing into a lyrebird.
Question number 14. Why did the bunyip get angry? Question number 15. How did Tiawan feel about his daughters after he could get rid of bunyip?
The following monologue is for questions 14 and 15.
In Gondwana, there lived Tiawan, a clever man of the Gundungura people. He had three daughters. In a deep hole in the valley, there lived a bunyip, a huge evil creature who loved to feast on human flesh, particularly that of young girls and women. One day, waving goodbye to his daughters, Tiawan descended the cliff steps down towards the path near the bunyip's hole. While the girls were waiting and chatting on top of the cliff, a huge centipede suddenly appeared. Startled, one of the girls screamed, jumped up, picked up a stone, and threw it at the centipede. The bunyip, angry at being awakened, roared and dragged himself out of the hole to see the terrified sisters trembling on the ledge. Tiawan looked up and saw the bunyip reaching for his daughters. So he pointed his magic bone at the girls and immediately turned them into stone. They would be safe there until the Bunyip had gone, and then Tier 1 would change them back to their former selves. But the Bunyip, angered at being deprived of his prey, chased Tier 1 through the forest and up a mountain where he found himself trapped. So Tier 1 used his magic bone again and changed himself into a lyrebird and flew away. Everyone was safe. But then, in dismay, Tier 1 realized that he had dropped his bone whilst changing into a lyrebird.
Question number 14. Why did the Bunyip get angry? Question number 15. How did Tier 1 feel about his daughters after he could get rid of Bunyip?
This is the end of the listening section.